That's right. And we're so excited because none of this would be possible without a strong community and corporate partnerships. And we are so excited to have one of our leading corporate sponsors here with us this morning. And of course, Dr. Monte from Monte Pediatrics. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, too, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Well, you helped us out at Boo-ha-ha. You're once again helping us out with Toys for Happiness and obviously your line of work. So kids certainly mean a lot to you and your business, but also to the community as well.
Of course, for sure. We love the community we are in and the children that we take care of. We see kids from ages 0 to 18 years. And we still do have 25-year-olds, 27-year-olds.
Some of us never want to let go of our pediatricians.
Still come to
the chairs get smaller.
It. Yeah.
That's true. But it is true. I mean, everyone knows their pediatrician, or at least knows that's part of the natural progression in life.
Grow up together.
When you have your shots and everything along those lines. What made you want to go into this line of work?
For one, I loved medicine. I thought... I've always seen myself as somebody who is interested to help people, guide people, give some care. As a very young gentleman in middle school, I joined the Red Cross organization in my country. And even at that time, we were going on to outreaches in some of the disadvantaged towns and villages, providing basic medical necessities and care to them. And those were the things that really motivated me into pediatrics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Where is your country? Where are you from?
I was born in Ghana.
Ghana.
Yeah. And I did my medical schooling in University of Ghana Medical School. And I relocated to the United States and did my residency pediatric training at Albert Einstein Medical College in Bronx, New York.
Okay.
And here you are in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
The real gift is us because we get you and your generosity
yes.
of helping so many families. And, you know, you see the families that come through your doors.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you see the need. Some probably are fine. Others probably struggle. And the good thing is at least go see the doctor. But, again, it shouldn't be going to the doctor or not getting anything for Christmas.
Actually, we see I see it as a blessing.
Oh, good.
To be helpful to the community. We see it as a calling. We believe that this is what God has entrusted us with. And we have to give all our hearts, all our minds to it. And then do it joyfully as well. Provide care, not grudgingly, but out of joy mm-hmm. and happiness. There is nothing joyful like seeing a sick kid get well.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
That is,
yes.
Health
yeah.
is the ultimate gift.
Yeah. Well, talking about Christmas, talk about your Christmas. What do you remember? What stands out? What's a favorite toy?
Did you celebrate? What did you celebrate?
We celebrated Christmas where I come from. It was a lot of church, definitely, and a lot of Christmas plays and
yes.
Christmas stories
oh, that's great.
About the birth of Christ
yeah.
and all that. And then we didn't have a lot of toys. We had very little. And it was fun. It was a family holiday, and we enjoyed it.
Wow, that's real. It's a great example. It's a family holiday. That's
family
exactly
holiday.
What it is. And so everyone's family looks different. Everyone's Christmas will look different, and it's just surrounded by the loved ones that you want to spend time with,
yeah.
and just making that impact in those memories. The plays, going to church—that's
yeah.
a great memory.
Yeah.
Bringing people together. And how have you, within your practice, encouraged people to get involved in the Toys for Happiness?
Yeah, we've been volunteers for quite some time. I think probably about 3-4 years. We have a toy box, the box mm-hmm. in our office, and we encourage people. We have signs and that direct people to give any kind of toy that they can. For other disadvantaged kids
right,
that
yeah.
would benefit from it.
Such a teaching opportunity.
Yeah, and you would be happy to know, Dr. Monte, I saw out there a doctor's kit. So that's how it starts, right? So if a kid
yeah.
gets a doctor kit, they're practicing today, and then one day maybe working alongside you or maybe having their own practice, and that's where it starts for so many kids. So that's a good gift for those 7 and 8 year olds, which sometimes are hard to buy for, and that's what the need is for right now.
Yes, and it also helps other kids who have doctor anxiety.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It
that's
helps
exactly
them so
right.
much. The doctor kit kind of gives them an idea.
Yes.
They get their ears checked. They get their hearts listened to. And it eases that anxiety. For a lot of children who are afraid of coming to the doctor's office, the doctor's kit gift is like the best for them.
Oh,
what a
nice.
Great idea.
You heard it from here, from the doctor himself. So it's what the doctor ordered or prescribed,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So,
there's actually,
it's
like white coat syndrome.
That's exactly what it is. So
overcome that by purchasing a doctor's kit early.
And planting the seeds now so one day you can say, well, my kid's a doctor, as your proud family did with you, and look at you now.
And then avoid scaring your kid that they're going to the doctor's office when they do something.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So
it
builds up.
Yeah.
When you try to scare them, hey, you do this, I'll take you to the doctor's office. They'll give you a shot. These are all things that build up phobias in the kid's mind. And then,
unfortunately, we kind of do that with Santa. You better behave or you're going to be on that naughty list.
That is true. That
so
is
you
true.
Santa, not the doctor.
Yeah, that's it.
That would help.
That helps you. Well, Dr. Monty, thank you again so much for what you're doing here in our community and for helping us with the 32nd annual Toys for Happiness. A great leader in our community, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be part of this, and I appreciate it very much.